From Little Rock Public Radio, good morning. I'm Daniel Breen, sitting in for Nathan Treese. Google hosted an invitation-only meeting Wednesday to discuss plans for its proposed data center at the port of Little Rock. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports the event was closed to the public and the media. A Google spokesperson said the meeting was intended to gather input from community members representing a range of interests. The company is developing a $1 billion data center at the port. Central Arkansas Water has said the facility could require up to 4 million gallons of water per day during peak demand. Attendees said Google representatives described the project as being in the early stages of development. The company has said it plans to hold additional community meetings in the future. A former University of Arkansas at Fayetteville professor is suing the Northwest Arkansas City over a non-disclosure agreement with a drone manufacturing company. Retired U of A professor Ted Swedenborg filed the lawsuit Tuesday, arguing the city of Fayetteville violated open records laws when they refused to hand over an NDA with drone manufacturer Swarm Aero in response to a Freedom of Information request. The Arkansas Advocate reports Swedenborg is asking a judge to order the release of the NDA and find the city violated public records laws. Several Arkansas nonprofits are preparing to expand services after receiving grants from the Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield Blue and U Foundation. The foundation announced the awards in a May 29th news release. The funding will support programs that address needs beyond traditional medical care. The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences and Our House are among the grant recipients. The two organizations are launching a medical respite program for unhoused Arkansans leaving the hospital. Dr. Stephanie Gardner is provost and chief strategy officer at UAMS. She says the program will help patients recover in a safer environment after discharge.
Those patients would not only receive supportive care that they need after they're medically discharged from UAMS, but also that they would have the assistance that a partner organization like Our House can provide in assisting them with long-term options for employment, for housing, and for childcare, or those things that they need in the transition from hospital care to home care.
Women and Children First is also receiving funds. The Domestic Violence Support Center is expanding services at the Forest of Hope Family Peace Center in Little Rock. The effort focuses on survivors with developmental and cognitive disabilities. Project specialist Kia Hall says the goal is to make services more accessible.
So what I suspect will happen is once folks in the disability community know that the Forest of Hope Family Peace Center is accessible and has somebody there that understands disabilities, I hope to hire someone that has background in the disability community and understands some of the disability culture. And with that, we're hoping that victims of crime who have disabilities will be more willing to disclose and come and get help.
The Blue and U Foundation says the grants support programs addressing the conditions where people live, learn, and work that can affect their health and well-being. The foundation has not released the total amount awarded to the eight organizations or the amount each individual group received. And several cooling centers are open across central Arkansas as heat index values rise into the triple digits. Little Rock Public Radio's Ashton Burgess has more.
The city of Little Rock is operating cooling centers at the Dunbar, Southwest, and West Central Community Centers. All three Little Rock locations are open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cooling centers are also open in Conway at the Don Owen Sports Center and McGee Center. The Community Action Program for Central Arkansas has also opened an emergency cooling station at 1116 Gum Street, Conway, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. In Hot Springs, the Community Resource Center on Hobson Avenue is providing heat relief services weekdays from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Residents can find additional information on cooling centers and heat safety resources through local city governments and emergency management agencies. Ashton Burgess, Little Rock Public Radio.
In Little Rock today, we'll expect a slight chance of rain and a high of 86 this afternoon. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low of 73 degrees. We will expect a 30% chance of rain for Saturday tomorrow, getting up to a high of 92. After that, showers will be likely Sunday into early next week, and we'll see high temperatures cooling down to around 80 degrees Sunday and Monday. And you can always find more news and listen live online anytime at our website, littlerockpublicradio.org. I'm Daniel Breen, and you're listening to Little Rock Public Radio.